I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words. In this preview, we'll be sharing a clip from tomorrow's interview with Captain Daniel Inouye. If you'd like to see more previews like this, please let us know at kharbaugh@evergreenpodcasts.com.
This area had been static for nearly 6 months. The division had been in position and hadn't moved. And during that time, the Germans had built fortifications, concrete fortifications. So when we were called back from France to lead the last assault to break this line, and it was felt that if you break this line, you will break the Italian resistance, we all assembled. But before we assembled to listen to the division commander, our regimental commander sent many of the officers on reconnaissance, and he figured this would be the area very likely that we would be assigned to, and said, look around and figure out the best approaches that you can find. And so when we met with the division commander, our attack plan was already made. And so when the division commander said, I must tell you that this line has been here for over 5 months, and it's well dug in, well established. The Germans have fortifications and a lot of men up there. It's not going to be easy, but we hope you can overcome these difficulties and take your first objective within a week. Our regimental commander, and I'm sitting there as a young officer, the regimental commander turned to the general and said, would it be okay if we finish it up in less than a day? He wasn't bragging, because oftentimes a division has plans, you know. And the general thought our colonel was kidding. He said, are you serious? Absolutely. We can take our first objective in 12 hours. Something that they've been standing there for 5 months. But it called for attacking in an area that no one would anticipate. We had to sacrifice one battalion to take the traditional route going up forward, and they got slammed and hit. And while they were doing that, from about 9 o'clock at night, we were climbing cliffs that were just almost vertical. And I remember on this attack, we took off all of the things that would make noise. And we were told that if anything happens, don't yell. One fella fell without a peep. All you heard was the thump on the end. That's discipline. And I don't know how you describe that. Is that courage? Is that patriotism? It's something. He just fell, and he must have known he was on his way to death. But when we got up on the top, at least in my company sector, I don't know about the other companies, we came across a German company that had just gotten up. They were lining up for breakfast. We're like shooting fish in a barrel. And we did it in less than 12 hours.
That was Captain Daniel Inouye. Make sure to catch our full interview with Inouye when it releases tomorrow.
Hello, my name is Peter Zablocki, and I'm a historian, author, and college professor. I'm thrilled to invite you to check out Evergreen Network's History Shorts podcast. Every Tuesday and Thursday, join me on a journey through time, exploring the little-known and hidden gems of history. In each bite-sized episode, I'll dive into my original research to bring you intriguing historical curiosities you've probably never heard of, uncovering the fascinating stories that have shaped our world. From forgotten figures to overlooked events. And the best part? I've condensed all this historical goodness into manageable chunks, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Whether you're commuting to work or squeezing in a quick break, History Shorts fits into the little time you probably think you don't have. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the History Shorts podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.